Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki.
Five eight zero five seven four nine.
323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And speaking of guests, we are just moments away with talking with Amuse Now On CEO. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And to all the listeners, you can listen to us several different ways. You can listen to us on College Underground Radio, collegeundergroundradio.com. You go there 24/7, as well as iTunes. Go download the Nikki Rich Show on iTunes. It's free. It doesn't cost a thing. Not only are we on iTunes, you can listen to the Nikki Rich Show live, NikkiRichShow.com. NikkiRichShow.com is the official website where you can get all the information, all the meetings, stuff. If anything you want to learn about the Nikki Rich Show, as far as our upcoming guests and our future guests as well. And you can also be a sponsor or donate to the Nikki Rich Show. So we do have that information listed as well. And to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, all you got to do is email us, NikkiRichShowAirplay@gmail.com. We do ask that you have clean radio edit music, as well as a bio EPK, as well as some photos of yourself. Make sure you have that full package because it's important, and that's what we look for here at the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we got all our social media up. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram is going crazy right now. So many people tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. We're live, and we're going live right now with Amuse Now. And I'll tell you, I'm excited. And to all the listeners, you can follow myself at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter at MSNIKKIRICH, as well as Amuse Now, and that's AMUSED_now, NOW. AMUSED_NOW. Go follow right now and let us know that you're tuned in. And if you let us know, we're going to shout you out here on the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we're just moments away. Well, I do want to tell you, I had the pleasure of just sitting down and talking with the founder of Amuse Now. It was a pleasure talking with her and all her accomplishments and just, you know, listening and networking is the key. And I always tell everybody, you have to network and build. And when you get, you know, to meet somebody that I would say higher or doing amazing and outstanding things that's in the industry, well, I tell you, you have to have them on the show. And tonight I'm excited and I'm ready and pumped up to welcome Miss Cynthia Khan to the Nikki Rich Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you, Nikki?
I'm great. I'm great. We're excited to have you here tonight. I tell you, I want to start off by saying congratulations on all your success with Amuse Now.
Thank you very much. We're all really excited. I can't believe, sometimes I have to pinch myself at how quickly Amuse Now has taken off and all the responses from everybody and how much people are supporting what we're trying to do.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, you're really doing some great things out there in the community, acknowledging so many people across the globe, and I love that you not only are acknowledging music, but it's film and ebooks and just so much more. Not only that, record companies and just everything, you know, pretty much. But I think it's truly amazing that you know, thought of this, because some people are not able to get recognized, and that's truly amazing for you to open the door for others.
Exactly, Nikki. Even famous people like Matthew Modine. If you go out to our site, he let us run a post where he answered in writing questions about his short film career for Jesus Was a Commie that's on Film Annex. I mean, even famous people need exposure for different projects. On the site, we've featured an animator, we featured musicians, even art licensing, writers, songwriters. It's just been really fun because everybody needs exposure. There's so many things that we just don't know about, and people really want to learn. And I can't tell you how many people are asking to be featured artists, and it's so much fun to get to meet all these people from as far away as Australia. It's been amazing.
It is. And I know it feels good to talk to people from across the globe.
Well, the miracles of modern technology, we take advantage of Google Plus Hangouts. I want to do a shout out to Google Plus because without that platform, I don't think that it could be possible to reach out and record and edit films with people from all over the world. And then we summarize those, we post those interviews on our YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/amusednow. And then we also write a blog post. And you would know about that, Nikki, because you are this week's featured celebrity artist. Did you read your post and watch your video?
Yes, I love it. And I'm at the top.
It was so fun talking with you.
Yes, I love it. And I'll tell you, we have also been sharing it all day long. And yesterday, we have been letting everybody know from LinkedIn to Facebook to Twitter, Google Plus, and Pinterest, everywhere. From all over. And it's truly amazing. And I tell everybody, they definitely have to go check out Amuse and Now site. It is truly amazing. You have actors, you know, like you said, Matthew Modine, art licensing for the masses, Tara Reid.
I know, and so many more.
I love it.
Even a picture of my son, the music education matters, yes, because I truly am a proponent of music education. So you might want to read that post if you have children in school and budget cuts are coming this summer. And I know, Nikki, you know about that because you talked about being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, that might be a post that you'd want to share. Believe it or not, it's one of the most tweeted posts that we have. I was amazed at the response that I received from writing about it, the topic, because it's a topic, all arts are a topic that are near and dear to a lot of people's hearts.
Exactly. So do you remember going to high school and playing in the band and also chorus? They're looking to put it out. So, you know, due to budget cuts, guys, we have to come together and make sure that we can keep that music in the schools. It's important.
Well, all arts in the schools. I just happen to have a son who plays in the, going to do a little shout out for the Portland Youth Philharmonic, the oldest youth orchestra in the country. Woo-hoo! And I, in a place that has such opportunities, but I know a lot of people don't, and that means that they may never get to be on the Nikki Rich Show or featured on Amuse Now because they didn't have the opportunity to learn music or acting or drawing or painting. So I know that's my little soapbox, so I'll get off it for now, but I think people need to talk about that more because we won't have stars of tomorrow if we don't teach our children today.
Exactly. And it's so crazy, you know, I'm not trying to get off the subject, but it's so crazy how little by little when you think of things that are being taken away, and nobody's not really saying anything about it, you know, it's like one thing and then it's another thing and it's another thing, you know, just like simple things like cursive writing. Cursive writing.
You know it. It's amazing. I don't even teach cursive writing anymore. You should see kids' signatures nowadays. They all could be doctors because you can't read them.
Exactly. It's crazy. And some people like cursive. Some of the kids like, what is that? You know, and it's just little things like that. And, I mean, it's just slowly just drifting away. And we need to get back, I say, into the schools, educating. Yeah. Also, you got to have something where you want to have fun because, you know, music gives you that. It makes you want to, at least I would say.
Well, it's interesting when you watch children. I mean, if you've ever gone to any kind of serious orchestral performance from at the high school and college level, because if you think they're so young and they make such amazing music, you have to know that there's a higher power when you go to places like the Portland Youth Philharmonic or whatever local youth orchestras are in your area, because you can't listen to that and think otherwise. It's such a terrific thing.
Yes, that is good, though. I think it's truly amazing just to see so much talent, too, from our artists out here, whether you play a harmonica or violin or you sing or what have you. It's art. It's a form of art, and we need to just, you know, take heed and keep it in the schools and keep it out there so everybody can enjoy and make sure we're bringing that positive energy to the airwaves as well.
Exactly. So, well, you're bringing it to the airwaves, and I'm trying to bring it to the internet because I just want to expose people to all forms of art through the Amuse Now blog. Uh-huh. To show people that they can make a living doing what they love. A lot of times people, they go to school and they end up being accountants or they are programmers, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's people who really, how many people do you know? And I know that some of the people that you personally have introduced me to that are doing other jobs other than what they love and maybe what they should be doing. And so through avenues like Amuse Now and through the Nikki Rich Show, we're giving people exposure that wouldn't normally have that type of exposure. And eventually, at the end of the summer, we're going to be starting our e-commerce site, and we're going to initially allow artists to sell music, short films, and e-books on the site so that they can recoup their investment and make money doing what they love, giving people the opportunity, and also giving fans the opportunity to be able to buy and support artists. It's something like crowdsourcing, but targeted crowdsourcing and through the featured artist profiles, allowing people to get insights into how different artists are able to make a living, what their tips and techniques are. We always ask questions like, what tips would you give new artists? How do you use social media? How did you get started? Because there's a lot of people that are hungry for exposure and to learn how to make it. So through people like us, we give people that opportunity, and that's what makes me feel fabulous every day.
Exactly. And I tell you, you know, just from all the people that you have encountered, your fans, your supporters, how important are your supporters and the people out there that's listening in? How important are they to Amuse Now?
Well, it is all about the people, because most of the people that we're featuring, except for famous people like you and Matthew Modine, are people who most of the people around the world don't know, or they're people that maybe are locally famous. But we're giving them international exposure through our site and through our video interviews. So it just takes it up a notch, right? It ups the game for everybody, because when more people are doing better, then everybody has the opportunity to do better because it opens more and more and more doors.
That's real. That is real. Now, tell me, have you ever thought about broadcasting, or do you see that in the near future, I would say, having a career in broadcasting?
Me? No. I've been working and promoting on the internet for over 15 years, so I think the web and web development are my focus. And of course, I've been involved in social media, and I'm going to give a shout out to my social media group called Us Guys, who's been great supporters. There are a lot of professionals from all different organizations and different types of businesses who all use social media to promote themselves. So like Amuse Now and the Nikki Rich Show, it's just another way for people to learn from each other and to support each other. So there are a lot of ways, but you got to be out there and you've got to be connected, I think. And I'll leave the broadcasting for now to you. Maybe we can form a little synergy with that, because as only the interviews, and I'm surprised at how well I'm actually doing with those, because I'm pretty much an introvert, although you might not be able to tell because it's hard for me to shut up today.
Well, I tell you, we're so glad that you're here tonight and you're able to share with us about Amuse Now. Amuse Now is amazing, amazing platform for artists, people in film, and so forth, to display your talent and all that you're working on, your projects that you might have as well. So you have the opportunity to do that with Amuse Now, as well as the Nikki Rich Show. So, you know, you have two major platforms here that you have the opportunity
yes,
to do.
Yes, I think
so. It's really amazing. We're opening these doors. You know, God has given us the ability to, you know, reach the masses. And we're going to do this. You know, and try to let everybody know what you got going on. And it's truly a blessing, I would say, you know. And I think shout out to all the listeners that's tuned in right now. We have Rock Band, Rebel Band tuned in. So shout out to Rebel Band that's listening right now. So much love to Rebel Band. We thank you so much. And hopefully y'all can call in. If you call in, dial 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And if you press 1, then, you know, that will let us know you would like to speak to our guest, Miss Cynthia Khan. Yes, so shout out to them. And much love. I also see Cheyenne Magazine. We have a magazine in the building, too. Showing love on our Twitter as well. So we thank you guys so much for all the support. Much love. And I'm just so excited that you're here tonight, Miss Cynthia Khan.
I'm so happy to be here. And I just want to let people know that, you know, they can like us on Facebook and start conversing with me there. They can tweet with me at amused_now. They can email me at ckahn@amusenow.com. So I'm always accessible because I want to make sure that we're spreading the word and supporting each other. So please become involved, like Nikki, because I talk to Nikki on Twitter all the time.
Yes, we do. We are building here. We are building, and I'm pumped up, I tell you. And I'm going to continue to support your movement and all that you got going on.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you, we have so many people. I'm going in here. I'm on air right now. I see we have some amazing people that are tuned in right now. And I definitely want to go to the phone lines, too. Are you ready?
Okay. So are people going to ask us questions? Is that what we're going to do next?
Yes, they can. Yes, ma'am. We're going to go to the phone lines. We got 847-847. We're going to go 847. You're on the air. Tell us your name. Where you calling from? All right, we're gonna go to 240. 240, you on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hi, this is Jerry from Potomac.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good. How are you guys tonight?
We're good. Do you have any questions for our guest tonight?
I do. I wanted to ask Cynthia that if I am an artist or I know of an artist who would like to be featured on Amuse Now's page, how would I go about getting in touch with her and seeing if you could set something up?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Jerry. Basically, like I said a little bit ago, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Google+. And you can always email me at ckahn@amusenow.com. And you can always leave a comment on the blog if you're like somebody that we're featuring. So we're all over. you can, I'm pretty sure that you can find me if you need to, for sure.
Okay,
do you have anybody in mind?
I might have a couple of people. So, yeah, absolutely. So I will reach out to you. And I really, it sounds like a great thing that you're doing. It's pretty exciting. And I thank Nikki for featuring you. And, Nikki, I love your show. And thank you very much, ladies.
Oh, nice meeting you, Jerry.
Thank you so much. Much
all
love
righty.
To you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to go back to the phone lines. I see we got 847. 847, you are on the air. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
847, you are on the air.
I can't really hear. Well,
Sarah,
you
can hear their echo. They're listening.
Listening
to you, but they're not listening. It's like
847,
go to your phone.
Well, we want you guys to speak up. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back to Miss Cynthia Khan. I see we have our phone lines. Shout out to all the listeners that are tuned in. Really, really amazing. And I tell you, I'm excited about it. And much love to all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. God bless you all. And right now, we want to go to some more music real quick, and we're going to get to the phone lines and come back with Miss Cynthia Khan. And this is Dwell Robotic Love.
One look turns me into your obsession. I program in your love, breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna be the Russian sign, all up on me, baby. Hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body bye. Yeah, I'm on. Got you right where we belong. With your touch, I feel so strong. I'm an Antonia. Yeah.
Got all my focus on you, baby. Like a vulture on its prey. No pain, got everything to gain. Robotic love, there's no delay.
Activate me, you wanna make me. Give you my love, it's on, can never break me. No faking, so amazing, so amazing. Feeling so amazing. Get me up, fill me with life. Turn me on, we can escape tonight. No matter if it's wrong or right. If it's wrong or right, I'ma make it for you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We are here live right now with Amuse Now, Cynthia Khan, Miss Khan. Well, I tell you, these phone lines are blazing. And I want to go to the phone lines. We have 847, which is Rebel Man in the house. Welcome. How are you doing?
Well, good. Doing great. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Yes, we are live with Miss Cynthia Khan of Amuse Now, and I know you are an artist over there, and you're on our Twitter timeline. I tell you, you're going in.
We're blowing up.
Yes, so now, do you have any questions? I know you're an artist, and Miss Amuse Now, Miss Cynthia Khan, she features artists and learn about him. Now, do you have any questions for her in case she wants to learn more about you guys?
Yeah, I have a question. As a young artist, what's the best way to get yourself out there and grab new young fans?
Well, I think one of the best ways to get out there is to use social media, and I'm looking at you on Twitter, so I see that you have a pretty good clout score and you have a lot of followers. I think that's important. And some of the other things are, A, is to go out and be on as many sites as you can. It's because you just don't, until you figure out where your fans are and do some of your research, maybe read up and see where people who are in your target audience are at on social media. Because mm-hmm. and start to actually talk to them. I mean, Nikki and I could look at your timeline, and it seems like you are talking to the people. But I mean, that's the number one thing is to make the connections and to be on as many sites as you can afford to be on. And I'd be more than happy if you send me an email or tweet with me later or talk to me on Facebook to talk about possibly, you know, being a featured artist on Amuse Now, and that might help too.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know, we play all over the Chicago area, and actually this Friday we're on at the International Festival of Life in Chicago.
Well, that's
that
terrific.
Cool.
You're getting out and you're actually public for being so young. That's terrific, don't you think,
yeah,
Nikki?
And that's And I tell you, too, and I know that Miss Cynthia Khan, she did an excellent job, too, of explaining to just from looking at you guys and on your social media. I love it because I tell you, you are interacting. You do have to interact with your network because this is your network, whether it's and you got a huge following. So I tell you, you have well over 10,370 followers. So I tell people you have to network with them, and it's going to continue to grow because these are your fans. These are the people who are going to support you. These are the people who are going to come out to your different shows and your events. And sometimes you might not see everybody on social media, but they're the ones that's going to inspire you and tell somebody else, and it's going to all flow, like word of mouth. And also, you know, I always tell people the key is to also make sure you have your business in order, your legal, make sure that everything is copywritten, and make sure that you're out here, you're everywhere, not just Twitter, but you want everything, like myself, I'm connected. So if I'm saying something on Twitter, it's being hit on LinkedIn and Facebook at the same time. If I just do one tweet, you know, it's going everywhere. So you want everything to be everywhere. And not only that, you're doing the right thing. You're saying you're motivated. You're here on the Nikki Rich Show tonight talking to myself and Amuse Now. That's two platforms. So I love it. You know, your drive is really amazing. And you keep going and staying focused, and you're gonna reach wherever you're trying to go, your highest potential.
And just one more thing, and you're probably doing it because you are playing gigs. Your audience are younger, so you probably can't be. They're probably not at bars, so you need to like try to figure out. And I see your mom's your manager. Get into as many school events, get people talking about you, Facebooking you, taking pictures of you, and getting popular that way. Even there's so many coffee houses that have like places for you to play on the weekends. Just get out there, get your mom to videotape you, set up a YouTube channel, put that up there, start talking about it, get yourself featured on different blogs, just like, you know, like Amuse Now, and you'd be surprised at the exposure. But even at the local level, you guys can be probably pretty busy playing at some of the alternative things. My husband's a musician, and when he's playing stuff like jazz and things like that that aren't necessarily all big bar things, they play at coffee houses. They play any venue they can. I've seen people at restaurants, and then people come up and they talk to, you know, you get to interact socially with the guests, and it just gives you a different kind of exposure because you really never know who's going to be just around the corner. So as long as you're out there, you're making contacts and getting people to know who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but, you know, it's harder for a full band, you know, to play the coffee houses and the restaurants because, you know, you have to bring in the drum kit, all the big amps, and the PA. So that kind of, like, eliminates, you know, a lot of your, like, venues. So, you know, it gets harder, and you have to, like, you know, work a lot harder because, you know, you got to haul everything around. You got to, you know, and
you
got to
squeeze it in. You got to squeeze it in. Where do you, like, some of these places that these bands go, it's not big. They're not big. You got to make it happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
another
thing
we play
you can
also
bars all the time.
Yeah, be at homecoming parties. I mean, the fall's coming up. Get out there and try to be in as many homecoming bands as possible. I mean, just try to get out there and play as many gigs where that your age group is at. That's how so many bands got started, including, like, every band they played locally. REM comes to mind a lot because they used to play a lot of things, and a lot of people, I live in the Pacific Northwest out of Seattle, a lot of those bands, they started playing locally and doing local things. So, yeah, you're going to have to haul your stuff. That's all there's to it.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We've been through that.
Well, yeah, definitely get in touch with me after the show, and maybe, you know, within the next few weeks we can see what we can do.
Thank you for the advice.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. That's what we're here for, you know. We're here to give you guys the tools you need to be successful, and we want to try to give you the best information, the correct information that you need. So we're here. That's what it's all about, and we thank you so much for just taking out the time and get educated. I love it because that's what we want, and that's definitely what we want from our artists, you know, to get the right information.
And I went to the Rebel Man website, and it started playing. So they definitely are out there on social media, so I can see that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Julie.
I didn't expect it.
It was a pleasure.
Huh?
It was a pleasure. We'd love to be back on the show.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, and we're gonna send you an email tonight, and we're gonna make it happen.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. And I love it. I love it. You know, I tell people this is what we look for, Miss Cynthia Khan here at the Nikki Rich Show. You know, if it's any question that any artists have, you know, we're here to answer. And no question is a crazy question. I know some people, they like to, you know, just not say anything or ask anything. If you ask, you have any questions, they'd be like, oh, no. But if it's something that you want to know and need to know, we are here. Miss Cynthia Khan is here. Even if you're not able to get on the show, you know, she can answer all the questions. You know, her network, she's here to answer any questions that you have to that she can help at her best ability as well as I am. And I'm looking forward to, just like I said, more of Muse Now in 2013. What can we expect from Muse Now?
Well, as I said, we're going to be perfecting the featured artist promotion technique and get almost ready to launch our e-commerce site, which is going to be amazing because it's going to allow people to sell and make Muse Now a destination so that you don't have to go to 50 different sites. So we're going to try to help people consolidate their web presence by building a profile that links to their other sites. Our philosophy is that if you want to post it for free, post it someplace else and just link to it through your profile. But we're all about making money so that we can help you recoup your investment and make more art. So that's what we're all about, helping people make some money. And we realized and we've learned that, like, if you go to YouTube or Vimeo to watch a video, you're not going to go to Vimeo on demand. So you can post all your free stuff on there, and if you're a short film artist, then I want you to put it on the Muse Now and charge a little bit of money so that you can keep most of the transaction, and mm-hmm. we'll take a little bit off the top too, but I'd say you'll probably end up keeping like 80%. You'll make more money on our site than anywhere else because we're expecting to have a lot of traffic pretty real soon once after we launch, so hopefully people
will
heard, because I think one of the things that we're trying to do is change the paradigm to stop giving away all your content for free in hopes that you're going to get, quote-unquote, discovered, because through venues like Muse Now, you don't necessarily have to be, quote-unquote, discovered. You just have to be good, allow us to help you, and make some money. Keep making music, keep making books, keep doing whatever it is you're doing, you know, short films, animation, everything, because we'll just keep adding different storefronts as the demand requires it, I think, because it'll all be under one platform and one site.
Well, thank you so much.
Letting
you
me talk
so much
about it. I think it's time now for people to start shifting and make and charging and doing. And I think that iTunes, I'm doing a shout out to them because people make fun of them, but they changed the paradigm that people will pay 99 cents to download a song. So there you go.
Exactly.
Amazon.
Exactly.
People will pay 99 cents to, or $1.99 or whatever it is to download a copy of your book. People will, they're trying to change that with the short films. But it's really hard when you've got a million videos for free to start charging, right? So we're going to make people pay right off the bat. That doesn't mean it's got to be allowed, but it's got to be more of a, you know, crowdsourcing. Fans will support it because they want to support their favorite artists, learn about something new. That the independence, that's where all the creativity is. I've heard a lot of your guests say that.
All right. Well, I tell you, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on tonight. And I tell you, I want everybody to go check out Amuse Now on all the social networking sites. You're everywhere.
Thank you so much for being our celebrity featured artist this week and for having me on your show. And I want everybody to come and see the real Nikki Rich in her living room answering questions about is Nikki Rich. See a side of her that you don't always see every day, because I feel like you let some of the real Nikki Rich show through on that one.
Yes, so they definitely got to go check out that exclusive interview. So I'm excited about it. I'm so pumped up about that. And we're going to let the world know, too, as well. And we're going to be featuring Amuse Now, Cynthia Khan, on NikkiRichShow.com. So, yeah. And you can also go download the episode on iTunes after the show as well.
Awesome. So it's going to be, like, recorded for posterity.
Yes. Just so you know, you can go and listen to this episode 2 or 3 years from now.
My gosh. We'll go back on this and laugh. Remember when, Nikki?
Well, I tell you, we're just so thankful that you were able to call in. We have our next guest coming up, so we're looking forward to them. And I'm just so honored that you came on tonight.
Well, thanks, and I will listen to your next guest, too. And thank you. I'm a fan of the show.
Thank you so much. God bless. And everybody that's listening in, you're getting ready for KB. We are excited to talk with him all the way from Florida. So right now we're going to take a quick break. We got Gavin DeGraw, Not Over You.
Go to see your beautiful face anymore. I stare at a picture of you and listen to the radio. Hope there's a conversation. We both admit we had it good, but until then, it's alienation. I know that much is understood, and I realize if you ask me how I'm doing,
You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. I tell you, I'm really pumped up tonight. We have amazing, amazing guests. Shout out to all the listeners that's tuned in. And we have our social networking sites up right now. It's crazy. Right now we have some great, great callers that's called in. Rebel Man, rock group calls in, as well as we just had a Muse Now CEO on the radio. And right now, I'll tell you, we got amazing featured artists that's in the house all the way from Florida. So right now, I want to take out the time to welcome featured artists tonight. None other than KV. What's going on?
Yo, what's good? What's good, Nikki? What's happening to all the people out there? Thanks for everybody that called in tonight, man. I really appreciate the support. You know, a little later on into the session tonight, I'll give you some info on where you can find me.
Most definitely. I tell you, KV, I know I was just mentioning it to you earlier, but I was really jamming tonight to your music, and I've been listening to it all day long, and I want all my listeners to check it out as well, but I definitely want to say, you know, congratulations on all your success thus far, and I know it's hard out there as an artist when you're trying to accomplish your dreams and pursue them, but you're making things happen right now.
Oh yeah, it's like my mom said, it's a training ground for me, but at the same time, I call it a slow grind, almost like the title of the song, because I'm not in a rush to do anything, but I have so many singles. It's just this one in particular. It stands out because it's the only one that I really, or should I say, that the ladies can really relate to. From a woman's mm-hmm. point of view, and looking at it as, okay, I like this guy's music. You know, it's what I want to hear, basically.
Most definitely.
Trying to have something for everybody.
And you do. You do. Now, who inspired you to, I say, first, off get into the entertainment industry?
Oh man. To be honest, you know, I was and still am a big fan of Tupac. So it's like growing up around that time, you know, seeing everything that he was going through and listening to his music, he really lived what he rapped about. So I figure not trying to follow a trend, start my own, but kind of like walk in the footsteps of where he was going with it. And it's like in so many ways it just influenced me. Like, man, that's something I think I can do, man. And late mm-hmm. 2001, rest his soul, my brother got killed, and he was actually into the music himself. And that's really what motivated me even more so to fully pursue my dream.
Now, speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up, too. Speaking of you saying, you know, he lived what he rapped about. I know it's always, like, a lot of controversy in regards to artists and being, I would say, rapping about a certain topic or a certain specific thing in regards to having money and what have you. What is your take on that? Because, like you just said, you know, he lived it. And I also know that if people did their research on Tupac, too, he was very, very educated as well.
Right.
He might have grew up, you know, during certain eras and areas. And,
right.
But he also... Y'all do your research now. He also would read the dictionary. He was also knew that Shakespeare and what
yeah.
have you. You know, very, very, very intelligent and smart individual,
yeah.
poetry and all. So,
yeah.
you know, not only that, he was very educated as well.
And that's why I think that's why a lot of people didn't like him. Not because of what he was doing with the music, just they see he was taking it to another level. He was really speaking on, you know, real life situations. And, you know,
yeah.
when somebody sees something that they don't like, they'll try to do anything to cut that short by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, when it all boils down, that's what it was. And I listened to his music, man, and a lot of times I look at my lyrics.
It just inspires you.
In my head. Yeah, man, it's like every time I'm on another level.
Mhm.
It just, I don't know, man. It just keeps me going. Uh-huh.
It does. And it does. It keeps you going. And I tell people, you know, too, you have to definitely, you know, those people who paved the way. Look at Tupac. He paved the way. So you got to go and do your research, check him out, and how he went about things, how he, I would say, got into the music industry and what have you. And if
right.
it's people like that that inspire you, go learn about them. You know, we know that everybody's journey is different. Everybody's journey is not easy, you know, because everybody has different paths. But also
correct.
Go and look in how you can better yourself and use their techniques and what have you. You know, just go do your research because these artists and these leaders out here that in different fields and areas that you are pursuing, you know, they paved the way. So you want to learn about them and you want to learn how they went about things, so you'll know to whether go that route or don't go that route. So it gives you that opportunity there too. And I say that's a good person to, you know, he did inspire so many out there, especially so many artists out there today. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm just so glad to have you here tonight, and I know you've been working on new music as well,
yes.
and
yes.
you got to slow it down. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, I was just sitting around one day, and I was thumbing through my songs like, man, I got this right here, and I can do this for this type of crowd, and I got this for... When I originally bought the beat, it was like, man, I need to do something specifically for the ladies. Something that the guys can relate to, but more from the female mindset, the females would be like, oh, man, I like that. You know, and then next thing you know, it starts a trend, man. That's basically what I'm trying to do, start a trend of my own with my music. I don't know how to explain it, man. It's just something about that song. When I play it, I play it a lot of times myself. Just
mm-hmm.
to listen to them, like, wow. I really did that song, man. And I can really see that, you know, going further than where I have it.
Well, what's
trying to play it here tonight, and I want you to introduce it here first on the Nikki Rick Show.
Oh, man, so amazing. I'm so excited to be on this station. Well, without further ado, we've got coming up my single for the ladies, Slow It Down.
Welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We live with KB in the house.
Oh, man. Let me tell you. Again, to everybody that's out there listening, man, I appreciate the love and support. You know, and that song is dedicated to y'all, to all the female listeners.
I tell you, I was jamming this morning. It definitely was rocking out well on my laptop tonight.
I appreciate that. Really, I appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes, and I like it. And I had to tell you, you know, it feels good to just see artists just take their time with their music. You're taking your time, like you said, it's no rush, and you making it happen, and this is what we want to hear, music like this, good quality music out there. And I tell people, it's no rush, and I thank you for just taking your time and getting that back to the people as well. I know you really been out on pretty much everywhere, just performing and not just Florida, like you said, Georgia and so forth. Tell everybody where you've been and what you've been working on this past year.
Well, this past year, I've been working on a lot of different projects, two club songs and, you know, different types of vibes. But as far as location, I've been to Atlanta, You know, I did some shows out there, actually, in April. I just had another show recently, actually last month, or I'm sorry, 2 months ago. And, you know, I did that song, man, and it's like, oh, my God. I honestly say that the crowd went crazy. And that's just right here in my own hometown, in my county. People were really loving that song because it's something different from what they usually hear. Even those other songs out there like that, that's I consider that a significant song because of
exactly.
The way I put the lyrics together. So, I mean,
that's real.
But I have plenty more shows coming up. I'm just, you know, I get them as they go. And like I say, man, I try not to rush into things because when you rush into things, the best plans are led astray. So just taking it one day at a time.
You have to. You have to.
Oh, man.
And you're making it happen. Now, in case anybody wanted to learn more or check you out, where did it got to go to?
Well, you can find me on YouTube, KillerKB09. That's KillerKB, and then the number 09. Also on Twitter, KB_BTV. For sure. Instagram, KB_BPB. What else, man? Reverb Nation, KB, Back Porch Boy. I mean, just Google me, man. Just type it in on the internet. You can find me. Also, download my app for free.
Oh,
same
yeah.
Name.
Now, where can they find the app at?
Now, the app. For those that have iPhones or Androids or anything like that, you can actually find it in the Google Play Store.
Okay, now I hear that.
Oh, yes, I've
you
been blessed
that.
With my own app.
I hear you. And keep it happening. Keep it going.
Oh, yes. Man, y'all. Y'all just don't know, man. I'm so happy to be on the show tonight, man. The last time I called in here, honestly, I spoke with one of my favorite rappers, man. And we actually had a conversation like normal people, man. But I like to try
and
to reach out
that?
To people. The one and only Young Turk from the Hot Boys, for those of you that know about him.
Okay, awesome. He is, I tell you, Young Turk is very inspirational. You know, he tells his story, and I love it, and of where, you know, the obstacles he's overcame. And right now he is just really on top of the world because he is really accomplished and achieving so much right now. And, you know, I think that is truly amazing because just to see, you know, things that you might go through, whether it's negative, you know, and not necessarily negative. Sometimes it's learning experiences that we go through as well. And it's truly amazing to see him take those learning experiences and turn them into something greater and positive where he can talk and help all the other artists out there as well as anybody that's went through anything that's similar to what he went through. And, you know, he turned it all around and here to talk with the artists and inspire and motivate them as well. I love it.
Yeah, man, that's one thing I always loved about his. You can tell, seeing
mm-hmm.
him, he has that passion to strive, you know, to do better, man, and not just settle for, okay, I've been through this, so I'm not going to try anymore. It's just like, I have to keep going.
Exactly.
And
the thing about it is, as he's going, he's succeeding at the same time.
That's right.
And you are doing the same thing, and you just got to remain focused. And as long as you know what it is in your heart that you want to do, not just out here to do something that you saw your friends doing or it might look good, because, you know, everybody else is doing it. You know, as long as it's what you want to do and you trust God and, you know, everything all fall into place, I tell you, you know, as long as you believe, you know, whatever you believe in, you know, as long as you believe that you can do it, you can do it.
That's right. That's right. You know,
you can
like
do it.
I say, man, send me some more haters. I don't have enough. So I can aggravate them. I feel like that every day, man, because on a day-to-day basis, I know for a fact that there are people out here in the world that don't like me, but I don't live to think about who likes me and who doesn't like me. I live for me and what
exactly.
I need to do for me.
You can't think about who don't, because that's already, guess what, negative energy. It's already
exactly.
negative energy. So who wants to bring that in their daily circle or their daily lives? Who wants to bring in someone saying, oh, I don't like you, or this person is doing this, or this person is doing that, and this person said something about it. That's all negative. So you want to keep it positive. You don't even care about whether it's somebody that don't, you know, like you or what have you, you know.
My mindset is on not what a person say, but, okay, when am I dropping the next hit? That's my whole mindset every day. When am I dropping the next hit? When am I going back to the studio? When am I shooting another video? That's why I am with my career, not on, okay, well, they're doing this, so I'm going to follow them. Nah, man, because you can't live how nobody else lives their life. If this person go to jail, does that mean you want to go to jail too? I mean, I've been around a lot of older people, man, and it's rubbed off on me. I can honestly say, man, that I really appreciate that, man. Just words of wisdom go a long way with me. Bottom
line. Does. It truly does. It truly did, thank you. And we are so ecstatic that you were able to come here tonight and sit down and talk with us. You know, I'll tell you, it's truly amazing.
Yes. And, you know, to all the listeners, this isn't the first, you know, or the only time that I'll be calling in. You know, y'all be hearing more from me. More and more.
Exactly. And you will also be featured on NikkiRichShow.com as well. So all the listeners out there, you can go and check out more from KB. And I tell you, you got to tell your people, tell your friends, go download the episode on iTunes for free after the show, okay?
All right. I will do that. I'm going to download that myself.
You better.
Oh, man, this is an honor and a pleasure to be on this show, man. This is another way to get my name out.
Tell everybody about the show.
Yes, I got to put that word out on Facebook tonight. Also, everybody find me on Facebook, too. I left that out. Yeah. For that information, you'll probably be able to find that on her site. So just get up with Nikki Rich about that. And once again, I'm thankful and appreciative of being on this show. And bless everybody, man. Y'all have a good night, man. Love y'all. Love
all
my
right.
fans.
And definitely, you know, you got to send us some drops for the Nikki Rich Show so we can display on our season 2, our second half. Coming up Monday.
So send y'all some drops. I can do that. just let me know when you want
well,
me to send them, you know, and I'll put that together for you.
Well, we need them now, honey.
Well, to get this going or sounding good. Shout out to the Nicky Rich Show, man. Coming from KB all the way in FLA, all the way to North Carolina, man. Much love from here to there and every other place in between there, wherever you call us or call us from.
Wow. Thank you so, so much. And again, God bless and much love to you. And we wish you all the best. Much love and success. All right?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Everybody, you were just listening to our feature artist tonight. Amazing, amazing artist, KB. And I tell you, you got to go follow him on Twitter. And you can also follow myself at Miss Nicky Rich. And that's MSNIKKIRICH. Right now, we're going to take a quick music break. We're going to play some independent artist music, and we're going to go to Miss JL Music, and this is Time and Time Again.
more than a rhyme. And I was thinking, would you wanna be mine?
Would you wanna be mine?
I'm saying you're more than a dime. So what's up, babe? You wanna be mine?
Oh, oh, oh.
You don't be bugging and tripping. The only beef we ever have be in the oven and kitchen.
Crazy.
My homies say a part of me slipping, but it feels right late nights when we hugging and kissing for real.
Damn.
Anything I wouldn't do for you.
You.
Sing me songs in the booth to you.
You.
I take the ride in the coupe with you. Forget you, cause baby, you're freaking beautiful.
Yeah.
And I ain't just gas in your head when you approached me. You could feel the passion was real.
Real.
Impeccable.
Impeccable.
Yeah. You're my full letter boo, cause you're incredible.
Damn, you're such a wonderful lady. I could tell that you wanna be my baby. Wanna spend time with me on the daily. And baby, you can be mine. You can be mine. You can be mine. You can be mine. You can be, you can be.
Baby, this is more than a rhyme, and I was thinking, would you wanna be mine?
Would you wanna be mine?
I'm saying you're more than a dime, so what's up, babe? You wanna be mine?
Oh, oh.
Look, you understand I had a past life, and when shit get dark, you like a flashlight. You don't ever need to ask where I was last night, cause you know I'm out there grinding, getting this cash right.
Yeah.
The way you hold a brother down, it's something I'm gonna always cherish. This new love that I found. He the lead us in the marriage.
Woo.
And I'm just trying to make sure it's right. It be the best choice that you ever made in your life. Impeccable.
Impeccable.
Love. Get my full letter boo, cause you're incredible.
Mechanic feel that background is rocking. We be chopping in the A. We be off in the. second message that you never seen. Wake up by the ocean, take a dip in friends, we all in green. Could bring your sir to everybody, my ties got me very naughty. Touch somebody, got somebody, sexy, telling me gon' live like this. Cause this is how it's supposed to be. And we don't struggle way too long, and now we living free. And if you can't afford it, you can put it all on me. They say we in the streets, and the streets has got to eat, and the streets has got to drink. And we be by the bang, and take it to the pharmacy and put it on that thing. That thing has got me going, and everybody knowing. You see it when we pull up to the venue, yeah, we glowing, we glowing.
Get on the pop, get on, get on, get on.
Let me brush you out. All up in the club like, here we are. All of my ghetto hood superstars. By the barra, down the sara. Then we pull off in a pot of white Porsche. Back to the loft in the ghetto posh. Let me tell you about the life of a real rock star. I'm a real avatar, go hard. East side niggas got a party over here. West side niggas got a party over there. South side niggas, how they do it over there? ATL is a party everywhere. Whole damn city gonna put it in the air. Whole city gonna put it in the air. Go ahead, try to put it in the air. Shake them dreads like I just don't care. Shake that ass cause it really ain't fair. Get on spot, get on, get on spot. I'm a star. We rock hard. Can't you hear them good talk? Get on rocking all over the world. And now we rocking all over the world. Get on rocking all over the world. Rock, 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 rock.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Kill you makes you stronger.
Thank you. Can I take you home tonight? It's on tonight. Dinner by candlelight, that's right.
you're listening to Real Ready, and it's on tonight. You're rocking it out with your girl, Nikki Rich, of the Nikki Rich Show. Guys, we got coming up for us, season two of the Nikki Rich Show is going down. Yay! New season, new guests, new format. It's going to be crazy. We're going to begin airing Monday through Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30, so you gotta tune in a little earlier. As well as Thursday through Saturday, we'll be live on location. So shout out to all the supporters that's been rocking with us thus far. We're making it happen, man. We're making it happen. And right now, we're going to go to some more hot new music we got in rotation starting this week. We got Miss Tamara Bubble, and this is Living It Up. Now we're going to go to Discover This, Do It Like I Do.
Oh, ain't nobody doing like I do. Ain't nobody doing like I do. I can drive you crazy, baby, hey, yeah.
I'm about to blow up. love it when you turn me on. Cause you burning up and you turning up, and only real, real turn her on.
She go drop chronic on you. When I talk much, I climb on you. Made it to the top from the bottom of you. Don't you question for a second if I'm about to form a second.
Keep riding out till we blowing up. Watch keep rolling up. You don't know me, man. And I'm sold in the North Pole. Cold as us. Baby, throw it up if you don't want it. Hey.
For the party like a rock star, beats with the beats and my beats in the streets. Give a crew full of goons, I'm trying to pop off. Don't try to pop off, if you're hot, bro, I'm trying to take a top off. Cause my heart calls, take a top off. Beat it, time to make a nigga have to wait until she dropped off.
Showing up and I show up, holding up and I roll up. You talk to me and they talk to me, because there's no one about to blow up. I'm about to blow up, I'm about to blow up. Running out and I'm about to fall, and that money fall, and it's show up.
All right, you were just listening to King Tote. That was Turn On. We are winding things down here tonight. Shout out to all the listeners out there. Much love to everybody showing love to the Nicki Rich Show as well. We thank you so much. And I tell you, we've been jamming. We've been getting it in. And right now, I just want to wind it down and let everybody know that next week we have a very, very exciting week because we're starting season two. And I want you guys to keep it locked, stay tuned in, and just follow the movement. We're growing, we're expanding, and we're building. We're building, and we're building with other networks along the way. And definitely follow me on Twitter at Miss Nicki Rich. And you can also go to our Facebook, the Nicki Rich Show Like It page, or you can go to at Miss Nicki Rich on Facebook. If you don't want to go there, you can also go to NickiRichShow.com, the official website. We're going to leave tonight with Moves Like Jagger, and this is Maroon 5. And I end by saying wish you all the best. Much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Nicki Rich.
hottest show on the internet, the Mickey Rich Show.